please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about It's Not That Bad, right? Well, let's go. Yes everyone, I hope you guys are kicking ass. Not like everyone's superstar Israel. Right now they're getting their shit pushed in. Yes, what happens? What was that? How's it go? Fuck around and find out? Yeah, they're getting fucked in the ass. And now they want Big Daddy USA to save them. But, is Trump gonna do it? I don't know, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, maybe you could get some more minorities and you could form the crippled Captain Planet. Just saying. Anyways, let's go see what's happening over there, shall we? Huh? Nani? What the fuck is this shit? This ain't no jelly donut, right? Oh, it's something called Operation Susanna. Is it all Susanna? Don't you cry for me. Well, let's find out what these guys did because probably something fucked up. Yeah, that douchebag kind of reminds me of Don Francisco from that fucking Webpack channel. What's it called? Sábado Gigante. There you go. Yeah, it's kind of like a variety hour type of thing, and then it has like a jackal in there. Yeah, if you speak Spanish or you're interested, you should watch it. Sábado Gigante. It's already canceled and dead and buried. He retired, so yeah. Well, anyway, let's go back to the other shit. I don't know why I brought this weirdo up. He just kind of looks like him. Just saying. Yeah, according to this, it said the Levon Affair, whatever that is, was a failed Israeli covert operation, codenamed Operation Susanna, conducted in Egypt in the summer of 1954 as a part of a false flag operation. Ah? What is this? I don't know. Gee, I wonder what's the sleight of hand. I wonder, what are you doing, Israel? You like doing all kinds of funny, silly things. Why? You're supposed to be our greatest ally. But whatever, right? I guess my eyes are just seeing some retarded shit. Anywho, it says a group of Egyptian Jews were recruited by Israeli military intelligence. Are they that intelligent? Let's find out. To plant bombs inside Egyptian, American, and British-owned civilian targets. Ro-o, Shaggy. What the fuck? What are these targets? It says cinemas, libraries, and American educational centers. Yes, these people are greatest allies, right? Yeah, right. The bombs were timed to detonate several hours after closing time. Okay. The attacks were to be blamed on the Muslim Brotherhood, Egyptian communists, unsuspected malcontents, or local nationalists within the aim of creating a climate of sufficient violence and instability to induce the British government to retain its occupying troops in Egypt's Suez Canal zone. Oh, so they wanted the Suez Canal. Okay. Yes, and you know, why not, right? Fuck everyone else. Still need it. Yeah, this shit happened because Israel keeps on crying, saying that Iran has bombs. Oh, yes. If you fucking drop a banana peel, Israel's gonna say, oh, you did it! I'm sorry, Iran. But yeah, these guys are just calling foul. But let's watch another clip where these guys do this over and over and over and over again. Yes, they keep on saying the same shit like a broken record. But let's watch.
Take Iran about 12 months to enrich enough nuclear material for a single nuclear weapon.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that Iran is potentially just months away or less from nuclear.
Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't Antony Blinken supposedly the one that was actually running the country when Biden was president? Yeah, so whatever, right? Yeah, incidentally, Biden's actually a robot clone. So that's why he was walking all weird. So whatever. I guess Biden got fucked in the ass one too many times. Just saying. Anyways, let's continue.
Their breakpoint.
Iran is 2 months away from a nuclear weapon, and it's a victory to get them 1 year away?
Iran could be less than a month away from building a nuclear weapon.
I mean, Netanyahu has made two tough talking TV appearances.
Yeah, that anal secretion says all kinds of shit. I know he's the president of Israel, but whatever. You should stop listening to these people.
Saying that Iran is just months away from making a nuclear bomb.
What is important to understand is that you have to dismantle the entire terror empire, and especially before its main practitioners, the terror states of Iran and Iraq, acquire...
Hey, fucktard, they could enrich their shit up to 60%. It was for power generation and for medical purposes. You guys are lame. Yeah, don't be surprised if the U.S. goes defends these people. Just because these guys want to fuck around, we have to pay the bill for these people. Why? Why, I say? Isn't America supposed to have American interests, not Jewish interests? Just saying. But apparently I'm the one that's taking crazy pills, right? Yeah.
Nuclear weapons. And this, I think, has been a wake-up call from hell. It is telling us, you have the power now to act.
Yeah, because of these fucktards, now we're going to World War III. Fun times indeed. You know what else was fun? Do you know over there in Minnesota, those people they got shot, those politicians? Yes, the reason they got shot, supposedly, is because they poo-pooed and gave the no down vote for some stupid bill about immigration. Yeah, apparently people over there, they don't like it. They're spending too much money on the healthcare of illegal aliens. And they voted for it to be removed. So, you know, this is just the left eating the left. So, yeah, fun times indeed. Yeah, check this out. This is breaking. It has been revealed. The Minnesota Democratic lawmakers shot last night said State Representative Melissa Hartman and State Senator John Hartman both recently voted against their party, with Hartman supporting repeal of free healthcare for illegal, and Hoffman joined Republicans in the Senate to pass it. So yes, like I said, it was the left eating the left. And the guy that shot these people had a Walter White. Yeah, from Breaking Bad. From Breaking Bad? He had a mask of that dude. Yeah, man. Maybe you should have used a Michael Myers mask. Probably that would have been even funnier. Just saying. Yeah, if you notice, there's a lot of crazy shit happening in the country. Everybody's going insane. I saw a video of a dude shooting another dude, all kinds of stuff. So, I'm not surprised. I think we're going to go to Civil War real soon. Just an opinion, more like a gut feeling, but I don't know.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and I'm,
Yeah, these people died because other people are suffering from a mental illness, and it's infecting a lot of people around the world. Yeah, so, I don't know, you gotta act accordingly, I guess.
Worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
Hello?
Yes, fellas, expect more douchebaggery happening throughout the year, and we're still in the middle of June, so, yeah. What are we gonna do? I don't know. I guess just get some popcorn and your favorite booze and sit back and relax and watch, because all we can do is point and laugh, unless other people want to get into this thing and do other stuff, right? I don't know. You know what? Like, we still got 6 months left in the year. I bet that some push is gonna happen in Central, maybe South America. Yeah, something closer to the US. And the US is not gonna like that. What could it be? Who knows? Maybe Venezuela starts getting stupid and they start having nuclear weapons. Won't that be fun? Imagine Venezuela with nukes? Yeah. Oh man. Yes, let's see what other shit happens in this fucking circus, right? Well, who knows? Maybe something closer to home, something inside the US. Yeah. What if some of these stupid agitators and fucking bad actors, they start getting these crazy ideas and they try to annex a part of the US? Yeah, maybe it'd be a small little piss fucking state. Like, I don't know, maybe Minnesota or something? Or Idaho? I don't know who's gonna be the hoe. Someone is, but I guess we gotta wait and see. Yeah, I wonder who has this in the bingo card. See who's gonna get the feel the wrath of the devastating penetrator. I don't know. Let's find out, right? Yeah, it'd be crazy to start assassinating people like in... Well, they're already assassinating people in different states. But like the governor or maybe even the president's family. Yeah, that'd be some crazy shit. Huh, you never know. People are stupid and crazy too. Oh yeah, here's a little pro tip. Like, there might be bullshit happening over there. You probably want to fill up your gas tank and maybe get a couple of jerry cans of gas. Just saying. Okay? Yeah, boys, you better suit up and strap up because shit's gonna get crazy. Yeah, you know what's funny? That the world is going tits up and the end of the world and all that crazy shit? But I still have to go to work, right? It's the end of the world as we know it, and I gotta go to work. Oh, man. Fuck work, right? Eh, it is what it is. Yeah, friends, avoid major places and concerts, government buildings, and stuff like that, because things are gonna get crazy, and I don't want none of you people getting hurt, okay? Yeah, fuck everyone else, but my loyal friends and subscribers, I care about you. Everyone else go eat a dick. That's just my opinion, correct? Or no? Eh, It is what it is. Oh yeah, and here's something. If you're ever in a fight, it doesn't matter. If you're not gonna win, there's no shame in running away. Yes, because remember, like how they said, Destro said, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. So why do you want to live? Of course you want to live, but you don't want to die, especially for bullshit. So don't put yourself in a fucked up place like that. So take care of yourself and each other, and goodbye, my friends.
So this is what happens when you get caught in Mexico. How did they even find me in the first place?
I was coming back from a concert in a bus.
Bus stop at a toll booth.
Some guy came in asking for ID.
I showed him my California ID, but I didn't have my passport.
Next thing I knew, I was in a van.
I got to the immigration office. They patted me down.
Took away all my belongings.
They looked me up and they saw that
overstayed my 180-day tourist visa.
Long story short,
they didn't let me leave the immigration office until I bought my ticket to go back to the USA.
Which is crazy because I already have my dual citizenship in process.
But it's not complete
that
yet.
That could be why it didn't show up in the system.
The closest flight I could get had multiple stops.
Before I went to LA, I stopped at Monterrey.
I thought it was going to be a smooth process going back to the United States.
But then this happened.
I didn't get my little paper stamp that they give you when you enter the country.
So I ended up missing my flight.
And anyone that overstays their 180 days,
you have to pay a fee of 717 pesos,
which is $35.
But since I'm being kicked out of the country, I didn't have to pay that.
Anyways,
fee.
They got me another multiple stop flight.
So it took me two more flights before I got back to the United States.
Ah, yes. And once I saw the Edgar cuts and the LA outfit,
I landed back to the motherland.